Our series of candidate forums continues this hour with a look at two races that are on the August 12th primary ballot. One of them is the race for Secretary of State. There are two Republicans who want to challenge the incumbent Secretary of State, Doug LaFollette, in November. We'll hear from both of them in this first half hour. Then after 7:30, we will look at a race in Wisconsin's 17th Senate District in southwest Wisconsin, where two Democrats want the chance to replace State Senator Dale Schultz, a Republican who is not seeking re-election. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Tuesday, August 5th. If you have any questions for any of our candidates, please call in right away as we have just 10 minutes or so with each of them at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org, post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let's welcome in our first candidate for Secretary of State. He is Gary Bies, a Republican state representative from Sister Bay. He's running for Secretary of State and will face Julian Bradley in the August 12th primary. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Thanks for being with us. So why should people vote for you for Secretary of State in next week's primary?
Well, I think as a person, I bring a lot to the table as far as life experience, active in the community, knowing how the legislature works. I'm running to bring this question about what should we do with the Secretary of State to a head. Currently, we spend about $5 million every term on a job that really doesn't do a whole lot for a variety of reasons. And its responsibilities have been deteriorated over the years. And I think the question needs to be brought to the citizens, because the legislature or the Secretary of State can't decide to get rid of the job. Only the citizens can through a referendum. And there's been some support in the legislature for it. I was part of it on several bills myself as a co-sponsor. And I think I can come to the legislature with my experience and bring that question to the heads of or the leaders of both parties and in both houses, and get something done with this, either use it or lose it.
Yeah. So, well, let me have you clarify that. Are you running to eliminate the job?
I'm running to work with the legislature to decide what to do with the job. I think the current status is a waste of taxpayers' money. Now, if they would want to expand it, I don't think from my knowledge of working in the legislature over the past 14 years, I don't think that consensus is there. So I would work with them to bring the question to the people and say, what do you want to do with this position, and is it worth the $5 million we're paying to keep it going, or should we, should we expand it, or should we just say we don't need this position anymore? It isn't worth the dollars that we're spending.
Yeah, and I understand that. But Jerry on Facebook presses you a little bit. Do you believe a Secretary of State is needed?
Not in its current state. No.
Yeah. What does the Secretary of State do right now?
A lot of duties were taken away. They keep the records of the legislature. They used to publish the acts, but now they make sure that they're kept into proper order and to proper documentation. The two constitutional duties are the keeper of the great seal, which never figured out what that was, but they also serves on the board of land trust and that makes decisions on how it gives loans to municipalities and schools, which is a good function, but that can easily be covered by another office.
Yeah. So, what would you support in terms of duties being put back into the Secretary of State's office? How could you bring meaning and purpose to the position?
Well, I think just sitting, I've been actually vague on which duties I would think could bring should be brought back, because that tends to draw battle lines with legislators. My intent is to, if so elected, is to sit down with the leadership of both houses and both parties and have a discussion with them on what they think we should do. I think by drawing lines about, I think this should be done or that should be done, all of a sudden draws lines of where people are going to support in that. So I would look to, because the legislature is the only one that can change it. It's not what the secretary thinks he should be done, what he thinks should be done. So I would go to them in discussions, decide what direction we should be doing, going, and I would work with the legislature then to bring that to a culmination of a decision.
Well, I talked with a guest just a couple of weeks ago from the Wisconsin Professional Police Association, and I know that you received high marks, a top score in the entire legislature for your work on public safety issues. Why would you want to leave a position, being an influential lawmaker on public safety issues, to becoming Secretary of State?
Well, I've had 14 years in the legislature. It's not as easy as what some people think it is to, especially when you live from a way out district area. And I just thought, I've had my run in the legislature. I've had a lot of success. I've got a lot of good legislation through. I have a strong record of working on issues and working with both parties in getting things done, and that's why I think I'm uniquely qualified to get something done here, because my ability to work with both parties and both leaderships and actually accomplish something instead of just seeing this thing has been spinning its wheels for quite a while, and I think I can get the job done to finally make a decision. I'm not looking for another career, but I'm looking for seeing that nothing has been able to get done from the legislative side, and I think being in that office, I could make something happen to get something accomplished as far as making a decision which way we're going to go with this, and either make it worthwhile or eliminate it.
So the incumbent, the Secretary of State Doug La Follette, has held this job for 4 decades. In your opinion, what's been his biggest failure in office? Why is it time to replace him?
From my perspective, my view, most people don't know who he is or what he does. There's been a lack of communications with with the public and the legislature. Maybe he has, but in the years that I've been there, most of the just look at when the governors give their state of the state message. I don't recall ever seeing him in the 14 years I've been in the legislature. He just never shows up anywhere. And I think if you're in that position, you need to be active. You need to have a relationship with the legislature. And I think maybe if that relationship was there, maybe this position wouldn't be as deteriorated as it has. And I would be the person with my experience and background, a lot of good life experiences. I've been in the sheriff's department for 30 years, was the chief deputy, so I know how to manage a lot of people and a lot of money. I'm also a small business owner, so I know how it is to run a small business, not only sign the back of a check, but sign the front of the check and what it takes to get to that. So I think that would make me uniquely qualified to really take this challenge on and get something done with one way or the other.
In just a couple of minutes, we'll be welcoming in another Republican vying for Secretary of State, Julian Bradley, the former chair of the La Crosse County Republican Party. Why are you a better choice than Julian Bradley?
Julian's a nice young man. Met him a number of times. I would go back to, what I say is, is my experience is, I'm the only veteran running. I'm the only small business person running. I'm the only person who's raised a family. I've had 4 children, and I have 5 grandchildren. I've been married for 47 years. I have all these life experiences, which I think allows you to make good decisions and have a different perspective when you look at issues because you've been around the block many times in many different areas, and you just have that ability to understand things better. And that's why I think I'm probably the better choice in this situation, and also my relationship with the legislature, because you're going to need the legislature to make the decision on what how things are going to move forward and how to get it done. And I think I can do that a lot easier than my opponent.
And finally, our last question, a personal question. You own the Carroll House Restaurant in Sister Bay, and we want to know what the secret is to their famous waffles.
I make every batch. It's always done the same way.
So no secret ingredient or anything?
No secret ingredient, mm-hmm. just a good formula. And, last year we went over 17,000 waffles we went through, and I'm on a pace to beat that this year.
Well, I'll have to stop in. I'm headed to Door County this weekend. Thanks for being with us.
Okay, thank you.
Gary Bai is a Republican state representative from Sister Bay. He's running for Secretary of State. In just a moment, we will talk with another Republican candidate for Secretary of State. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.